consultation days at Lindsay Hoskins. It's a consultation, like it's by Dr. Kumar at Tulare, reason for consultation. Supravendicular tachycardia, history patient is in. Thirty-one-year-old plus and female. With a history of supravenicular tachycardia, period patient underwent electrophysiological studies and early frequency ablation of atrial tachycardia in 2007 period. Patient was doing well until 2 months ago period. During the last 2 months, she has two episodes of supravenicular tachycardia. Both times she went to Tulare Hospital and terminated with the adenosine period. Patient is referred to me for repeat electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation period. Patient do not want to take lifelong medical treatment period. Current medication, Prozac, and prenatal vitamins period. Allergies, non-allergic allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, and drug use, family history, non-contributory. Review system in general, patient denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision hearing impairment, cardiovascular, as per history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizures, or TIA. On examination, patient is 7%. Female without any apparent distress, blood pressure, 110 over 70, pulse 70, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart physical rate, and rhythm, number of measure, gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Quick impression number one, supravenicular tachycardia recommendation. Patient has a recurrence of supravenicular tachycardia and is quite symptomatic, required multiple visit to the emergency room. Patient did not want to take medical treatment. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and the procedures kind of benefit. Discuss in detail with the patient. The post-mortem can include a bleeding hematoma for operation of the heart, heart block which may require pacemaker implantation. Patient is aware of the possible complication and agreed for the procedure. An echocardiogram performed literally showed a normal left ventricular function and essentially it is a normal echocardiogram. Next paragraph. Thank you very much, Dr. Kumar, for asking me to participate in the care of this patient. I'll let you know the result of the electrophysiological studies. Please send a copy to Dr. Kumar at Tulare.